Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever wondered if God's plan for your life simply unfolds on its own, or if you have a role to play? God has a plan for each individual, but we all have the freedom to make choices that can either align with or deviate from that plan. Therefore, while God's blessings and plans are there, we all have a part to play in actively seeking and aligning ourselves with God's will. Understand that you as an individual have an active role to play in realizing God's plan and receiving His blessings. In today's exploration titled, It's Not Automatic, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the concept that God's plan and blessings aren't automatic, but rather a partnership between divine will and our own actions. Get ready to discover how stepping out in faith and utilizing your gifts can unlock the blessings that await you on your Christian journey. Let's join in.
It is God's word that no one should perish, because He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish and be saved. But many are perishing because of unbelief. Likewise, it is God's will that we are all to receive our healing. We should live in health, but not all are healed because we fail to believe. Bible says that the same word was preached to all of us, but some did not benefit of it because of lack of faith in the word. It is a mistake to assume that whatever God wills will automatically come to pass. My friend, it is not automatic. The inheritance we have in God isn't automatic, and the blessings God has already bestowed upon us also isn't automatic. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 that, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You see, the question is, what would your life be like if you really lived like you believed it? You see, you need to study biblical truth that will strengthen your faith in God so you can cooperate with Him and move forward in His amazing plan for you, because His blessings will not just come to you automatically. God has a good plan for you, but it's your choice to receive His plan for your life. His plan for your life will not come to pass automatically. Every Christian must seek to cement God's plan and blessings for their lives. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 that we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So you see, the inheritance didn't come automatically. It was through faith and patience. So you can inherit what has been promised through faith and patience. If you are a lazy Christian, you won't inherit the things God had for you. If you are not praying, if you are not spending time in the Word, or not taking God seriously, then you won't get the inheritance God has promised for you. And His blessings are so good. So again, when we talk about salvation, God has given everyone the opportunity to receive salvation, but not everyone accepts this great offer. God doesn't want anyone to perish, and yet people are perishing day in and day out. Even though it's God's intention that everyone be saved, there are millions of people who have perished without Christ. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. God wants everyone to enjoy heaven on earth, and also get the mansions that He is preparing for us in heaven. But people are without these. Why? Because of unbelief. Why? Because they don't want to accept this offer. You decide your destiny, my friend. Your destiny will not come to pass automatically. That's what I want to convey to you through this message. You need to have faith in God's word and not be lazy, but to put his word into action in order to receive the promises and blessings of God. We all know the scripture in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, which says that faith pleases God and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And I tell you, there are examples in the Bible that demonstrate this truth, that God will definitely reward those who earnestly seek him. Every Christian has inherited healing, but it doesn't mean you will have it automatically. The Bible says that he laid our sicknesses on the cross. By his stripes we were healed. But it will not come to pass automatically. Don't let the enemy deceive you and rob you of the good things God had for you. There is a story in Luke chapter 5 that a paralyzed man wanted to get to Jesus so he could heal him. When his friends couldn't get through the crowd to bring him to Jesus, they took him up on the roof of the house. Can you believe this? They removed the tiles, lowered the man in front of Jesus, and he was healed. The account is in Luke chapter 5. If you have time, you can read from verses 18 to 25. Faith is what Jesus saw and rewarded with forgiveness of sins and healed this man. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, 6, that faith pleases God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So it's so important that we have faith in Almighty God. We don't walk in unbelief. If we do that, the Bible says we will receive nothing from God. So God's blessings are not automatic. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 30, that when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" You see the question Jesus put to these blind men. They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Verse 29, then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that you do not tell anyone." You see the question he asked them. He said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this? I am able to have mercy on you and heal you." And this blind man said, "Yes, Lord." And he said, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And they were healed. Healing is not automatic. If these blind men had not cried out to the Messiah, our greatest physician, they would not have been healed. Don't just sit down and not pray to God and think things will be automatically coming to pass in your life. It does not happen that way. There is another familiar story where a blind man shouted at the top of his voice to get the attention of Jesus so he could be healed. People tried to shut him up, but that only fueled his cries louder. Because of his faith, he was healed. You know, his name is Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus was so determined to meet Jesus that he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," to get his attention when Jesus was passing by. It's recorded in Mark chapter 10. People told him to be quiet, but he wouldn't give up. He never listened to all these enemies of faith. This blind man is a good example of an active kind of faith. He was not passive in his approach towards healing. He boldly cried out to Jesus for mercy. When the crowd ridiculed him and told him to be quiet, he cried out even louder. That's a determined person. A person that didn't want his blessings to just pass by. He was ready to receive. He knew that healing is not automatic. He knew that he had to put his faith into action. The devil will always have someone available to tell us why we shouldn't expect to get results when we put our petition towards God. Most people would rather stay with the crowd and not do anything to draw attention to themselves. even if that means not getting their needs met. And they will try to make us that same way too. That's what the enemy does. They were shouting at this guy, keep quiet. The master is busy. He's passing by Jericho, but he was determined. He didn't listen to these enemies. He just cried out the louder for his healing. If this man had listened to the crowd, I tell you, he would not have received his healing. The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 2 that you do not have because you do not ask. So that means that you would have had your needs met if you had asked. He said you do not have because you do not ask. Ask through the right channel, through Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, your needs will be met. Bible says, cry unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. He said, ask and receive, seek and find, knock, the door will be open to you. There's a promise from God. Many, many, many promises across the pages of the Bible. Seek him. He is a good God. Blessings will not come to you automatically. I will say God's best will not come to you automatically. Put your faith into action. The Bible says that when this man kept crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped, called him to come and healed him. I tell you, the account is in Mark chapter 10 from verses 46 to 52. My friend, God's blessings are not automatic. You need to activate your faith in receiving them. Try to do that. Bible says that you don't need big faith. It says if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. God has given you faith. Trust in his word. He is not a man to change his mind. Has he said and he has not done it? This is the faithful God that we serve. Approach him with your request right now. Many people believe that God can perform the miracle they need, but relatively few are willing to actively pursue it until they get results. This man never gave up. Jesus was passing by. He wouldn't let his blessings pass by him. He wanted to receive them. Even when they were shouting at him that, be quiet, shut up. The more they shouted at him and trying to stop him, the more he shouted louder. They are afraid of what others would think of them. That's what many people do. This man had his attention focused on Jesus. Nothing else mattered, and that was why he was healed. He never gave up. He said, it doesn't matter how you shout at me to stop me. Enemies of faith, you cannot stop me. The master is passing by. I need my healing right now. And he was healed. Hallelujah. But my friend, let me read you a short Bible story that many people are using to argue that Jesus performed many miracles without any faith from those receiving the miracles, but just by his faith alone. There's a story in Luke chapter 7 verses 11 to 15. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, do not weep. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. Verse 15. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. You see, this example of the widow's son, the one I have just read, being raised from the dead, is often used to demonstrate that Jesus produced many miracles without any faith from the one receiving the miracle, but just by Jesus' own faith alone. Many scriptures reveal that faith must be present to receive from God. So you may ask, what faith was present in this instance, in this short story that I just read to you? First, the mother of the boy responded to Jesus in faith. When Jesus said, do not weep, she did not just say, no, don't ask me that. Don't tell me not to weep. For this woman to allow Jesus to interrupt the funeral procession and tell her to stop weeping has to be viewed as a positive response. These people were no different from mourners of funerals today. If this woman had rebelled at Jesus' instruction, or if she had rebelled at Jesus' intrusion, the crowd would have sided with her because of pity. But none of these reactions are recorded. Jesus was in command. The lady allowed him to do what he wanted to do. Jesus was able to just touch this open coffin. My friend, it is not automatic. To be consistent with the rest of scripture, some degree of faith had to be present in either the person receiving the miracle or an intercessor. In this case, the mother interceded. Jesus said, do not weep, and Jesus took control. Many people have missed their miracles because of their unbelief. It is not automatic, but this is good news for you, because with little faith, you can receive God's best. And if you are listening to me and you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, Jesus came onto this earth to save us from our sins. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died for my sins and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.